माधव जयो कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव जयो कुंज बिहारी जयो जयो कुंज बिहारी जयो गोपी जन वल्लभ जयो गिरिवर धारी जयो गिरिवर धारी जयो गोपी जन वल्लभ जयो गिरिवर धारी जयो गिरिवर धारी जयो यशोदानंदन जयो व्रज जन रंजन जयो व्रज जन रंजन जयो जय यमुना तीर वनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय यमुना तीर वनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जयो कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव जयो कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव जयो कुंज बिहारी
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन संस्थापक आचार्य बिबिडी संस्थापक आचार्य हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड श्री गिरिराज गोवर्धन की जय। ब्रज भूमि से वृंदावन धाम की जय। मथुरा द्वारकापुरी धाम की जय। नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा मैया जमुना मैया की जय। भक्ति देवी श्रीमती तुलसी महारानी की जय। समवेद गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय। कलयुग पावन श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय। जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटी। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटी। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटी। ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांगा गौर हरि बोल। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। ओम ज्ञानतिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णभ्रष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्रीराधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा। वी वेलकम यू ऑल। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम Canto 11, Chapter 23. The chapter title is The Song of the Avanti Brahmana, text number 1. Kindly repeat after me. Sri Badarayani Ruvacha Seva Masamshita Uddhavena भागवत मुख्येन दाशार्ह मुख्येन सभाजयन् मृत्युवचो मुकुन्द तमाबभाषे श्रवणीय वीर्यः श्रीवादरायणी उवाच स एवम् आसंशितम् उद्धवेन भागवत मुख्येन दाशार्ह मुख्य सभाजयन् मृत्यवचो मुकुन्द तमाबभाषे श्रवणीय वीर्यः श्रीबादरायणीरुवाच स एवमासंशित उद्धवेन भागवत मुख्येन दाशार्ह मुख्यः सभाजयन् मृत्यवचो मुकुन्द तमाबभाषे श्रवणीय वीर्यः
संशित उद्धवेन
भागवत मुख्येन दाशार्ह मुख्यः What word meaning? Kindly repeat after me. Shri Badarayani Uvacha. Shri Sukhdev Goswami said, Saha, he, evam, does, asamchitaha, respectfully requested, Uddhavena, by Uddhava, Bhagavata, of the devotees, Mukhena, by the greatest, Dasharha, of the dynasty of Dasharha, the Yadus, Mukhyaha, the chief, Sabhajayan, praising, Mritya, of his servant, Vachaha, the words, Mukundaha, Lord Mukunda, Krishna, Tam, to him, Abhase, began to speak, Shravaniya, most worthy of hearing about, Viryaha, whose omnipotency. Translation, Sukhdev Goswami said, Lord Mukunda, the chief of the Dasharhas, having thus been respectfully requested by the best of his devotees, Shri Uddhava, first acknowledged the fitness of his servant's statements. Then the Lord, whose glorious exploits are most worthy of being heard, began to reply to him. So this text doesn't have a purport, so we'll take next one, that is text number 2. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Vāhaspatyasya nāsti atra, साधुर्वय दुर्जनेर अति दुरुक्तेर भिन्नम आत्मानम यह समाधातुर ईश्वरः. ट्रांसलेशन, लॉर्ड कृष्णा सेड, ओ डिसाइपल ऑफ बृहस्पति, देयर इज वर्चुअली नो सेंटली मैन इन दिस वर्ल्ड कैपेबल ऑफ रीसेटलिंग हिज ओन माइंड आफ्टर इट हैज बीन डिस्टर्ब बाय द इंसल्टिंग वर्ड्स ऑफ अनसिविलाइज्ड मेन. Purport by the humble servants of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. In the modern age, there is widespread propaganda ridiculing the path of spiritual realization. And thus, even saintly devotees are disturbed to see the progress of human society being obstructed. Still, a devotee of the Lord must tolerate any personal insult, though he cannot tolerate offense against the Lord himself or the Lord's pure devotee. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripatamaham vande Sri Guru Dinatarinam Sri Chaitanyaishwaram Paramananda Madhavam Asaduna Sadutadain Atinichochatakara Hanamum Chakadachin Premnamatakantavyaspura. Hare Krishna. So, it's an interesting section is going to begin from this chapter, where Lord Krishna is going to tell us the story of a person who, from riches to rag. Generally, we like to hear the story of rags to riches. So, here he is going to speak about a person who was rich, but he became pauper or poor, from riches to rags. And again, this person became rags to riches. The twists and turns happen in the life. And that wealth, that richness was so great. And that richness was of the realization he received when he was in that poor condition, in that state of poverty. Such a realization he received that even Lord want to take that wealth and glorify him in this world. And we see that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is none other than Krishna himself, he made his important decision based on the teachings. Of course, he made his, this is like his mantra, sannyas mantra, was taken from this person's story, the realization, the wealth of realization he had. So that story Lord is going to begin, and in response to Uddhava's question in the previous chapter, Shri Uddhavji asked Lord Krishna, where Lord Krishna was explaining in the previous chapter, which was entitled The Elements of Material Creation. Lord was talking about how mind can delude a living entity to accept the dream condition as the real condition. And therefore, one need to deal carefully with the mind, not to fall prey from the illusion being created by the mind. And then he talks about that, how one should not get disturbed by the situations or different experiences we go through in life. We should not get disturbed in those situations, and we should move forward to achieve the perfection of human form of life. And therefore, Lord Krishna tells Uddhavji that Sreya Kama, those who are engaged in achieving highest goal of life, they should Atmanam Uddharet, delivered themselves by using their intelligence when he is in difficulty or when he faces inconveniences. So, in that purport of that verse in the previous chapter, it is written that troubled by the dim reflection of sinful life, people are generally troubled, face difficulties in their life because of, just like in dream condition, we get different dreams. Sometimes we are elated and sometimes we are horrified. And that memory of being horrified in the dream lingers in the mind, even if we are awake. So similarly, those who are engaged in spiritual practices, they might be troubled by the dim reflection of sinful life done previously. So one should be very, very careful not to get disturbed with such difficult situation or the reflection, the dim reflection of the previous sinful life. So we have to keep our spiritual life safe and alert in order to not get disturbed with such reactions of sinful life which has been done previously. And that is what Lord Krishna is explaining in this story, that how one need not have to get disturbed. And one time Radhanath Maharaj spoke this, a beautiful phrase. One need not have to be eager to change the situation, but one should be eager to change the consciousness. Because situation cannot be changed, but what can be changed? We can change our consciousness. Ana, jab paristhiti ko badla nahi ja sakta, to hame manasthiti ko badalna chahiye. So that what Lord Krishna is going to tell us through this story, that when we cannot change our situation, change our consciousness, so that we can keep our spiritual life safe and achieve perfection. This story also talks about how we get realization when we are in a poverty-stricken condition. Because the world deals with you in a very superficial way according to your position. How big you are, how learned you are, how big position you have, how much richness or opulences you have, how much beauty you have. And they deal with that opulences. And that create a big obstacle in understanding the nature of this world. One time Devamrut Maharaj told that the biggest enemy of living entity is his attachment to material happiness. And we get material happiness when we have all these conditions with us. And therefore everyone is hankering to have a good position, to have opulences, to have a beauty, so that people can behave with that person sweetly, pleasingly, and make him happy. But this story talks about that how people behave when you are stripped out of all your opulences, when you are in a poverty-stricken condition, when you are small, when you are poor, when you are average or ignorant, their dealings changes. And that time, you are able to see what is what. That one person said, I don't remember the exact shloka, But he says that namastubhyam namastubhyam daridryoham namastubhyam. O daridrata, I offer you my obeisances. Why? Siddhoham, you made me a siddha, a perfect person. How? That aham pashyami sarvam, I can see everyone, what is black and what is white, but no one can see me. When you are in a poverty stricken condition, when you do not have a position, when you do not have a proper opulences with you, how people deal with you? That is the way you should understand the world is. People love wealth, not the wealthy. Isn't it? That is what Lord Krishna is telling through this story, that this person who received the wealth of realization in a poverty-stricken condition is the reality of this world. So we also have to be very careful on the path of spiritual realization that we shall not be diverted with the dealings people do with us, the kind of dealing people have with us. And we have seen that two people commits same crime, isn't it? It's in a general way. Or same mistake, if two people do that way. But how a person deals with that? One person, I remember, I saw this often, that two people, like, they committed the same mistake. But just because another person was from a very nice background, very influential background, that person was dealt very pleasingly. Arre, nahi, chalta hai, mistake hote rehti hai, isn't it? And this another person did the same mistake, but that person was chastised black and blue. And I was just thinking, yeah, the mistake was same. But what made that person to deal in such a way? Just because we generally, that is what, you know, it happens in our dealing. We see that people's background, the influential position or the influential things they have with them. And hum kisko aag dikha sakte hai? And one who does not have a power to stare, look back at you, isn't it? To them only we can show our eyes. But if we understand, even if he is small or he is, but he has a good backing behind him, we fear to look at that person. Arey, dekho ki nahi dekho? So we as a spiritual practitioner should be very, very careful. When people deal with differently with us, we should not get disturbed. We should not give up onto the path of spiritual practice. Because it may happen that when devotee or the even devotees, when they deal differently with us, what we expect them to behave, we should not give up the practice of Krishna consciousness. It is said that Govind Prabhu told this, that there are five causes of enmity that creates enmity in people's heart. That this actually Vidurji spoke this to Dhritarashtra in Mahabharata. That the first thing which create enmity in people's heart is property, land or possessions. If you have these opulences with you, that may create enmity with another person. The next thing is opposite sex. That is the cause of enmity. The third thing is family background. Which family you belong? And though khandan mein generally there is enmity, or which caste you are in and where some another person belongs to. So the family background, that creates enmity. The fourth thing is occasional offenses done in normal dealing. That causes enmity. And the fifth important thing, which is applicable, means we might not have land, we might have a good family in devotee circle. Fifth cause is important, that is harsh speech. Harsh speech is the fifth cause which create enmity or disturbance in people's life. How we speak and what we speak is of great importance. So, we can see that how harsh speeches have created disturbances in people's life. This is a quote of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. He once spoke this, that harsh words once spoken, even if you beg forgiveness, still have the effect. That is the power of harsh words. And as generally we have heard this, the scars or wounds made by the weapon, they can heal. And you may forget that, isn't it? That kabhi kuch aapko laga tha. But the harsh word spoken by someone, you remember life after life, you know. Years after years. You had spoken to me like this. So therefore, speech is very, very important for a practitioner or devotees. I was in Vrindavan and there all the walls, most of the walls on the parikrama mark in Govardhan, they are painted with nice coats, you know. So I read a very nice quote while on parikrama, that it was written that it was in Hindi. Sharir ka hai na sugar hum to hamesha check up karte hai, hai na, kitna sugar badh gaya hai, kam hai, jyada hai, lekin kabhi kabhi apni jeeva ki aur vacha ki kadwahat bhi kabhi check up karwa liya karo. Apni jeeva ki kadwahat ka check up we rarely want to do. Because we think whatever I speak is a Vedvakya. Is the sweetest of the words ever spoken by anyone to anyone. And this is why people speak harsh words. There are two causes, which is like, there could be more, but which I understood. One is pride. When you are proud of your opulences, the words comes out of your mouth. They pierce people's heart. We see in the episode of Dhruva Maharaj and Suriji. that Suruchi was proud of her connection with Maharaj Uttanapad. The favor he offered to Queen Suruchi. And she thought that she is the best queen and her product was the best one. Means, of course, Uttam was her son. And she thought, because I have been loved, liked by my husband, then everything else is, and everyone else is useless. I am, and whatever belongs to me is the best. So when she spoke to Maharaj Dhruva in that mood of being proud. And what she spoke, if you ponder, it was really something like what she spoke. She spoke to Dhruva that first you go to Lord Vishnu, worship him, and when he will be pleased, then he will offer you benediction to take birth from my womb. Abhi, those who have pleased Lord Vishnu, is there any need for that person to take birth again? But she considered himself greater than even Lord Vishnu. That agar unko darshan mil gaya unke baad, you ask this benediction. That you should take birth from my womb. That was the word spoken by Suruchi to Dhruva. And that pierced his heart. Making something like she made Suniti a thing, a useless thing, that you had taken birth from such a useless lady. So that was the word spoken by that out of pride. And people speak harsh words because of the hurt they carry in their heart. Somewhere, someday, sometime, they feel hurt by someone. And that hurt make them speak. You sometimes become astonished. I was dealing properly with this person. How come suddenly this person started speaking harsh word? Because he is not, what is happening outside, he is not dealing with that. Actually, the person is dealing what is happening inside him. So most of the time in a relationship, you wonder, I was dealing with this person properly now. How come he spoke such a harsh words to me? He's not dealing with current situation. He is dealing, or he is talking, he is replying to you that you must have hurt him sometime somewhere. And that was the classic case of Karna. Karna would always lash out whenever Dronacharya would speak something. Why? Because Dronacharya had denied Karna lessons in celestial weapons. That Karna wanted to learn that the art of using celestial weapons.
So Dronacharya, seeing his disqualification and the mentality, competitive mentality, denied him that you are not fit to learn this art of using celestial weapons. And what Karna concluded? Actually, he was having that mentality that some or other, I want to defeat this Arjuna or excel than Arjuna. Actually, Kshatriya, they learn weaponry, the art of weapons, to protect citizens. Kshatriya, that is the meaning. One who protects from danger. That was the essence of being a Kshatriya. But Karna wanted to prove himself better than or excel himself than Arjuna. So Dronacharya detected this mentality and he denied him. And what Karna concluded, his conclusion was, because I am a Sutputra, or I am a son of a Charita, therefore Dronacharya denied. And that hurt, that wrong conclusion, of course, it was a wrong conclusion of Karna, that because of his position being a son of charioteer, therefore he was denied. No, it was his disqualification to learn the divine celestial weapons. For that reason, he was denied. But that hurt, he kept in his heart. And whenever Dronacharya would speak anything, he would lash out. So similarly, in any relationship, whether it is husband or wife, whether it is friends, people lash out because of the hurt they carry in their heart. So these are the two main reasons why people speak harshly. So the dealing with this situation and sometimes becomes very difficult. People, I have seen so many people, they even give up Krishna consciousness, practice of Krishna consciousness, just because someone dealt badly with them. And that's what Lord Krishna is telling here, that one has to be very careful. Even if people start behaving badly, we need to reflect. And therefore, Lord Krishna is going to tell us this story, that in such situation when people are behaving badly, use your intelligence. Atmana atmanam uddharet. Here, atmana refers to intelligence. When such situation arises in practitioner's life, when people have spoken badly or people behaved badly with you, use your intelligence. Do you want to carry the hurt and hurt your Krishna consciousness, or you want to move forward and achieve perfection? That is very, very important aspect. Because if we see that when people are hurt, another example was given. This was given by Shri Vilas Prabhu, that Amba, she carried that hurt, that insult. I mean, she perceived that Bhishma insulted her. And that insult, what the hurt she carried, it lasted for two lives. In the previous life, she performed so much of, she went everywhere to take revenge of that hurt. But she was unsuccessful. So she engaged herself in performing austerities. So that in next life, she becomes eligible to take revenge of that hurt. Means two lives were wasted just to pay back the hurt which she perceived. But in case of Dhruva Maharaj, we see that he was also disturbed by the harsh speech spoken by Suruchi. But he took proper shelter. He said to Narad Muni that your instructions, they are right, but I am not able to take it up. Because my mind is disturbed by the words spoken by Suruchi. So Naraji understood his situation, saw that the boy is submissive to accept. So he gave him a process where he can purify his intentions and at the same time achieve whatever he is desiring now. So when he accepted, he also performed austerities. But that austerities was coupled with the purification of heart. So sometimes we may not be able to completely forget the words, the behavior of the people. So what we have to do is we have to focus and accept the process given by the acharyas. So that is the best way. But the very process which can purify us from such a revenge mentality, we give up that process. And this revenge mentality keep continuing with us for life after life. So we have to stop that thing somewhere, sometime. And one need to be also careful when we speak. So this is from one who receives such behavior or such words from someone. And for people who are speaking, for them or those who are dealing, they also need to be very, very careful what we speak. Because our speech can create walls or can create windows. What do we want? Do we want walls where we are alienated from others? Or do we want windows so that we can develop a pleasing relationship with others? And that is the austerity of speech which Lord Krishna talks about in Bhagavad Gita. Anudvega karam vakyam satyam priyam hitam chayat swadhyaya bhyasanam chaiva vangmayam tapochyate. That austerity of speech, we can perform big austerities, isn't it? Someone can fast for 10 days, 15 days, 20 days. Someone can sit in the scorching heat. Someone can sit and perform dhyana in the chilled water. These austerities can be performed. But this austerity of speech is very, very difficult to perform. Anudvega karam vakyam. Words which are not agitating. And this is very important. What we speak in front and what we speak behind. Radhika Vallabh Prabhu had sent this one of the article, the butterfly effect. How India and Pakistan they got divided because of one person. That was the founder of Pakistan was barrister that Muhammad Jinnah. One of the incidents in his life was in 1929, actually they were fighting that we wanted another country, another place. But he and the main person was this Jinnah. And this person, the turn happened in his life that his wife died in 1929. So he thought, "Arey, everything is useless." And he went back and he started staying in London peacefully, giving up all this agitation and all this thing to ask for separate country. So he was living his peaceful life, giving up all this thing. But one comment of his arch rival made him so furious. That he came back in action. His arch rival was our first Prime Minister of India. So he spoke only one sentence in one of the party they were doing. And what was that sentence? "Now Jinnah is finished." This one sentence was sufficient to anger and bring back the vitality in Jinnah's opposition to have a separate country. When he heard this, that his arch rival spoke this sentence, that Jinnah is finished. And then we see that one sentence has created such a big bloodshed when the partition took place. That is the power of speech. So one has to be very, very careful and cautious when that person speaks. Because it hurt people. When people is hurt, what they do cannot be thought of. So here Lord Krishna is going to speak that story of Avanti Brahman, that he, although being insulted, spoken harsh words, behaved badly, still he kept his eyes open to achieve perfection. And the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which I spoke in the beginning, the Paribhasha Sutra of his sannyas was taken from his realization. Etam saasthaya paratmanishta adhyasitam purva tamair maharshibi aham tarishyami duranta param tamo mukundang rinishayve. That I will cross over this insurmountable existence of material world by using the boat left by my previous acharya. So we all have sat in that boat, which is given by acharya. So we should not jump out of the ship just because someone who is on the sheep not behaved properly with you. Because that hurt the most. You expect, you know, you are hurt whenever someone is not behaving properly by anyone. If anyone who behaves badly, you are hurt. But that escalates more when loved one behaves badly with you. That breaks your heart so badly. So we need not have to jump out of the ship which we already have taken for spiritual perfection. So in the life of Srila Prabhupada, he demonstrated how one should take up. Of course, that is very, very great and very, very exalted platform. How he had taken when someone has not behaved with him properly or spoken harsh words. This is the greatest thing, like the greatest example. That once there was one person, I think he was Mr. Gupta, he used to come to Prabhupada. And one day suddenly he spoke so harshly to Prabhupada that everyone was stunned. The disciples and the well-wishers, they saw that how this person is speaking to Prabhupada. And he gave up associating with devotees. He went back. After some time, some day later, Prabhupada asked his one of the devotees that where is that person? Where is that Mr. Gupta? Why he has stopped coming in the association of the devotees? He had a problem with me. He should not have a problem with the process. He can come and practice Krishna consciousness. That was the level of compassion Prabhupada showed to the people who behaved badly with him. And another, I had spoken this earlier also, that how Prabhupada dealt with the person with whom he stayed in Bauri. After some time, actually Prabhupada asked, what was the name of that person? David. So he was running behind Prabhupada with the knife in his hand. And Prabhupada asked about that devotee, that David, that is he practicing Krishna consciousness in that manner? So this platform where Prabhupada was dealing with people who behaved badly or spoken harshly to him. So if we cannot be on that level, so at least we can be on the level of Maharaj Dhruva. That hear and engage oneself without giving up the Krishna consciousness process. There is another example of Lord Shiva who has been insulted in front of his own followers, disciples, by Maharaj Daksha. But what he did, he avoided the situation. He did not speak anything and left without any grudges or without any malice in his heart. Of course, his followers, just like here also spoken, they were cursing and cursing and counter-cursing happened there. But Lord Shiva's state, in one of the purport Prabhupada says, this is the character of a Vaishnava. Shant. He is not disturbed by the situations happening outside. So we all have to meditate on this aspect of practicing Krishna consciousness. because we might not have land, prosperity or other things which I have spoken, but everyone has a tongue. And what this tongue vibrate, how this vibrate, that affects a lot. Once Gaurang Prabhu told this, that Ayodhya could not be conquered with the swords, but it was conquered by the negative sound vibration. So let us be very careful in using our words. And also, if we come across with the such harsh treatment, we should be careful not to give up practice of spiritual life. That is what Lord Krishna is going to tell us through this story of Avanti Brahman. So I'll stop here. If anyone has any question or doubt or comment, I would like to take it, or otherwise we'll end here. So I'll just summarize what is the content of the class today. That here Lord Krishna is going to tell us the story of Avanti Brahman. And this story is basically how people behaved with this practitioner, the spiritual practitioner who was seeking spiritual realization. And his dealing was the appropriate, one should accept and one try to follow it. The second thing, why people speak harsh word, because the speech has been spoken in these verses. Two reasons, that pride, and the people carry the hurt in their heart. These are the two reasons. And how to deal? Either avoid it, means avoid the situation just like Lord Shiva avoided, or accept the process of purification just like Maharaj Dhruva accepted. And when the purification took place, he never wanted that he should hurt back his mother, his stepmother and his stepbrother. And for sadhaka, this is the best if they cannot forgive the offender. At least engage oneself in the process of purification. So that is the sum and substance of the class. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.